This Paul W. Smith podcast is brought to you by Mesa, for good health, good business, and great schools. And by Lear, the world leader in luxury and performance seating.
What a pleasure it is, however, to be able to welcome John Clark, the president, North American Sales Division of Aishin World Corporation of America, a company near and dear to our hearts. And that would include you, John.
Thank you very much.
We've done this around the world a number of times.
I think we're on our fifth world tour since starting in 2005. And, you know, I always stop and think back. I get a little reflective. If you remember last year in Tokyo, I had mentioned how you had inspired me. But every time we do these activities together, there's always something new and inspiring. And you just mentioned the flash floods back home.
Yes.
Well, I'm noticing as I walk around the show floor here in Paris, there's a flash flood of technology. And it's my new inspiration.
Wow, that was a good grab. it really is. And the industry is changing rapidly.
It is.
We're talking about walking 10 feet in any direction here at the Paris Motor Show. You see that and more.
Well, it's only been maybe 5 or 6 years ago we were talking about going green and everything green. And wake up one morning, and the next thing you know, cars are driving themselves. And we're talking about automated driving and how personal mobility is changing. And this time here in Paris, we're showing at the Aishin booth some really exciting new technology that we like to call the new flash flood. One being the driver monitor system. And it's things like this that we're seeing in cars. They're so smart these days. The Aishin driver monitor system is monitoring the driver, your eyes, making sure you're not eating a hamburger, giving you a warning, but it's keeping us safer. And we at Aishin, you know, whether we're talking about a 10-speed transmission or brakes or any of the other really cool components that we make, we're always concerned about quality. But on top of the quality, really now it's the new safety. And what can really the cars do for us to make our lives safer?
And, John Clark, I hadn't heard of this. I mean, I assumed it could be done, but I hadn't heard it being done until I heard that Aishin have this new technology tested right now, that automated driver system that can guide your vehicle off the road in case of an emergency. If somebody gets sick while they're driving, the car senses this and will guide the car off the road, even contact EMS.
That's right. It's part of the driver monitor system. The system is monitoring the driver, your condition, making sure that you're alert, you're watching the road. If you were to have some sort of an emergency where you're incapacitated or unable to drive, the car takes over and pulls you off to the side of the road safely. It's something that even just a handful of years ago we couldn't imagine. It's really exciting technology.
I remember speaking of Japan when we were together last year there, Aishin's Ilia, I think, is that right?
Ilia.
Mm-hmm. Ilia, the innovative life for you, Aishin. I remember the concept we saw at the World Expo in 2005, and now the reality that's happening all around us.
Yeah, and I think that you even drove it skillfully, if I remember correctly.
Skillfully, that's the questionable word. I did drive it.
You did, and it's sort of like a scooter, but you can use it, you can kick behind it, you can pick it up, you can walk with it. If you're walking down to the market, you can fill it full of groceries and walk behind it.
But it's personal mobility.
Yeah,
I mean,
just
it's really personal mobility.
Of the type of personal mobility changes that are out there.
What would you say the next big thing in transportation would be?
Really, everyone right now is talking about automated driving. Now, I think that, you know, there's some time that's going to be needed to really make that feasible across the board. But in the meantime, what are the technologies that can really make a difference for the driver today, tomorrow? And I think the things we're seeing are obstacle detection, lane departure warning type systems. Certainly the Aishin driver monitor system falls into that category. So it's really what we're looking at now is the technology that is going to bridge the gap between what we have today and the fully automated driving of the future.
Excellent. Well, we greatly embrace and appreciate the relationship we have from basically the beginning with Aishin. And John Clark, you've been a big part of that, and we thank you for that. And we look forward to continuing.
We will certainly do that. And we look forward to talking again at our show at home at NIAS, where we'll be showing a lot more, whether it's the driver monitor system or some of our self-parking systems. And we look forward to having that discussion with you then in January.
A lot going on at Aishin World Corporation of America. John Clark, the president, North American Sales Division.
Paul W. Smith breaks business news weekday mornings. Catch him live weekdays 5:30 to 9 on 760 AM. And streaming on WJR.com.